After over 300,000 miles, 12 dozen breakdowns, nervous, really. One too many midnights, and a bunch of broken laws later. I've come here from out of the rain and into this rest area, caught 22 miles between you and me, watching the information man behind his information booth, juggling predictable conversation with folks who look like iceberg lettuce, and who believe that somehow the flat lines of small talk will give us life. I want them to leave. Like a big deal orchestra removing itself from the string section so I can fiddle with fate and make music. There is a distance the size of bravery. It forms like words in the mouth of a baby, reaching out for the point where all things meet. On one end of it sits an information man, who I imagine holds down his second job as church bartender behind locked doors leading to a bell tower we will never get to see. Sinners. On the other end of this space, I am standing like shoe polish on an overstocked shelf, hoping that one day someone will pick me to make things better. This is not a showdown or a shootout. We are not facing off. But I can feel the rumble between dusk and dawn as if the chance to come clean with myself will be outlawed unless I relax. I have heard that if you pull a bent breath through the second hole of a harmonica tuned to the key of Georgia while a train moves by on the tail end of dusk, there is a good chance you will finally know what it means to rest. I have not yet rested. It takes a long time to make love with someone who hates themselves. Okay. It feels like I've been standing here for exactly that long. When at last, the rain outside, it drops off. Takes everyone in this rest area with it except for me and the information man. And that's got me thinking tonight, I'm going to get the answer. And you know what I'm talking about. The answer. Emphasis on E, answer. So I put my best foot forward and take the kind of deep breath that gives me away as someone who deals with anxiety and odd numbers. Every other, every minute. In between it, the information man's eyes grab me, then shift back and forth like mopping floors with the sweat I sweat in battles against myself. He's got me locked in and is smiling. If you've never been rocked back by the presence of purpose. This poem, too soon for you. Return to your mediocrity, plug it into an amplifier, and rethink yourself. Because some of us are on fire for the answer. I'm ready for your rejection and rebirthing balance in my stutter steps when the info guy finally pipes up like C.R. Avery on a piano box and he says to me, "Listen, if I didn't have so much of this life all wrong," he said, "I would have gotten it right by now. I talk a whole bunch, but I really only know a few things, so I ain't saying to follow along verbatim here tonight, y'all. I'll just tell you the things I tell myself, the things I know. You can see what sticks. Okay. I know our shoes, they were stitched from songs about highways. The best songs are the ones about Georgia, even though I've never been there. It's the only place I still believe in Jesus. I know no matter what it is you believe in, you have to spare yourself the futility of making fun of God. Because that guy hasn't even talked in like... okay, ever. I know, troubleshooting yourself in the foot and acting center of your own universe, it is a tricky dichotomy to deal with. But yes, you are the center of the universe. If you weren't, you wouldn't be here. So as the middle of space and everything floating in it, it is your job to know that the emptiness is just emptiness. The stars are stars. And the flying rocks fucking hurt. So please, stop inviting all these walls into wide open spaces. I know, everything is out there, y'all. It's why they call it everything. I know there are times you will lay your head to rest. You'll have a moment of brilliance that grows into a perfect order of words, but you're gonna fall asleep instead of painting them down on paper. When you wake up, you will have forgotten the idea completely and miss it like a front tooth, but at least you know how to recognize moments of brilliance, because even at your worst, you are fucking incredible. It comes honest. So return to yourself, even if you're already there. Because no matter where you go or how hard you try or what you do, the only person you're ever going to get to be, and to know it, thank God, is...
I am exactly where I need to be. I need to be exactly where I am. I am exactly where I need to be. Need to be exactly where I am. Divinely timed and shining brightly, yes. I believe that there's a purpose just for me. Yes, I believe we are light and we shine. Divinity.